neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Architect of Mishkan was appointed a bar mitzvah boy named Bezalel, that he had a partner named... What's his partner name?
Aholiyah.
Aholiyah from the tribe of?
Israel.
No, Aholiyah was from? Dan.
Dan.
So we have the match between Yehuda and Dan. So now the question is, why Hashem put them together? So there's a beautiful insight that the Shevet Yehuda, obviously, was a very, very high rank.
Royalty,
exactly. Kingdom comes from Yehuda. So, what was tribe of Dan doing?
Snake.
No, what was his task?
Running.
Dan?
No, that was Naphtali. Dan? Chazav Baruch. He was lost and found tribe. So, he would leave right in the end. And he would collect whatever that was left off by the other tribes. So anybody that, you know, lost an item, he would send an email to the tribe of Dan if they found it or not. So now this is amazing. You know, you have royalty and the lowest tribe of Am Yisrael. Hashem put them together. Why? Exactly, exactly. So why? Here, the message is very beautiful, and that is, this bar mitzvah boy, he was given such a privilege with so much chokhmah, tebunah, and da'at. What else do you need? There was an item missing. And what was that item? That Bezalel, at this age, could have had such a boost. Such a gava that he was honored to put Mishkan together. But if he would not realize that all the chokhmah that he has gained is from Ribono Shel Olam, and he would brag about what he is, the Mishkan could not be put together. So what did Hashem do? He gave him a partner from the lowest tribe of Am Yisrael. Why? Because he would not forget to build of Hashem, to build the house of Hashem, you need an ingredient that has nothing to do with your chokhmah, with your strength and knowledge. If you're not able to be enough, to be humble, you're not able to put the house of Hashem together.
But like this, he will be boosted more, no? He will say, look who I am very talented, the guy doesn't understand anything.
No, that's his partner, he had to work with him. So that means he would realize there's no difference between him and I, because Hashem put us together. That's what the whole message was. Exactly. So now the message here is, no matter what we do, and we feel that it's for the sake of Hashem, whatever good things that we do, we should not forget, no matter how much I give, no matter how much I do, no matter how I'm knowledgeable about the Torah and Mitzvot, as long as I don't have that ingredient to understand that what makes it to be active is how humble I am. But if I'm bragging about whatever that I do, then it would count nothing. It would be meaningless. And that's why Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us to build the house of Hashem, you have to be qualified to establish it on the base of Anava. And that's why Bezalel had to have such a unique partner to not forget, that He is a great, unique, and so on, because he was able to do it himself. But why did he have to have such a partner? Because that's the ingredient to bring the Shekhinah down where you're at home, at your place. And sometimes you wonder, let's say you want to come to Bet Knesset, the car doesn't start. You want to start Mincha, you have to wait for the Minyan. I don't know if it ever happened to you. So why such a thing happens? Why? Not Chas V'Shalom that you have to complain. They say, oh, how come my car doesn't start? Oh, how come he's late? Chas V'Shalom. The message here is to start this task, you need an ingredient that you don't have it yet. So Hashem says, come down, become a little humble, that your ma'asim tovim and tefillah will be affected in Shamayim. So that means anything that goes wrong, that means Hashem injects you another don. You understand the concept? Yes? It's such a beautiful concept. And that is, when you're just about to become close to Hashem, to worship Hashem, you should not forget that I need this ingredient to make it to go through. And sometimes when something is not going 100% smooth, that's the message that I need to gain a little bit more, this anibut, to be humble. As it says, Lev nishbar venitke Hashem lotavaseh. I need the heart that is broken, is humble.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.